When he comes to the second house, he climbs in through the kitchen window and shines his torch around. "That's a nice tin of beans," says Burglar Bill. "I'll have that." And he puts it into his sack. When he comes to the third house, he climbs in through the bedroom window and shines his torch around. "That's a nice hat and coat and pair of trousers and socks and shoes," says Burglar Bill. "I'll have them." And he puts them into his sack. When he comes to the 16th house, he stops. There, on the front step, is a big brown box with little holes in it. "That's a nice big brown box with little holes in it," says Burglar Bill. "I'll have that." In the distance, the town hall clock strikes 5. "Time to stop work," says Burglar Bill. He swings the sack over his shoulder, picks up the box and goes home to have breakfast. After breakfast, Burglar Bill plays with his cat by the fire. Suddenly, he hears a noise. "Sounds like a police car," says Burglar Bill. But the noise is coming from the big brown box, and it's getting louder. "Sounds like 2 police cars," says Burglar Bill. He creeps up to the box and raises the lid. "Blow me down," he says. "It ain't no police cars. It's a baby!"